What are the elements for economic development?
Talent, infrastructure, and quality of life. Okay, those are the bedrocks.
Birgit Close is CEO of regional nonprofit economic development organization, The Right Place.
Recently, the CEOs of the country are being polled, and the three top site location factors are talent, infrastructure, and incentives. Taxes are number seven. So everybody always gets excited about the taxes and are they too high, are they too low? Business really factors it in from the very beginning. Talent, infrastructure, and incentives are the top three. Simple.
No matter how you look at it, talent is at the top of the list, and there's a skills shortage in the state of Michigan.
And I think that one of the biggest challenges we're seeing is that we do not have coherent policy.
That's Tanya Allen, president and CEO of the Skillman Foundation.
All of our policy is piecemeal. And so as a result of that, we have this really fragmented system that tries to grab at the best practices of multiple models, and we're falling short. We're focusing on preparing our kids for tests rather than them having the crucial skills we know that they need to be successful in work.
Preparing Michigan students at a high-performing level is critical for sustaining future economic growth. That includes workforce development for those who do not go on to college.
Our system is disparate. It's not systemic. We did an analysis in seven counties in West Michigan 4 years ago. We had over 300 workforce development talent development programs and organizations, over 300 in just seven counties. So it needs to be way more focused, way more coordinated, and it needs to start early with, you know, the youngest children, because if you're not prepared to go to school, you'll never succeed. So the pipeline that has to come either in our colleges or into the skilled trades starts at age one, not at age 15. And we are not coordinating this. Over the last 10 years, I think the legislature has changed its approach to our education system, what, three or four times, Tanya? And every time we don't like the outcomes, we do 180 and go the other direction and start over.
And
so we've never done
the institutions or the teachers or the students.
Students, right. We don't give it a chance. So when I took this job 30 years ago, Michigan was number five in educational attainment. Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana were 48, 49, and 50, and we always giggled. And now we're turning into Mississippi. Is that acceptable to us? It should not be acceptable to anybody in this state to be at that low of an attainment level.
Currently, there are 850,000 jobs in the state that need to be filled. Patrick Center, WGVU News.